last night at Resurrection Parish, I was looking at all the saints, and I was so happy that we put those back up, because when we have Mass, we are surrounded by all the angels and saints in heaven. We can't see them, so we make these little visuals for us to see, and I looked around, I thought, gosh, why can't I be one of them? And then I kind of thought about it for a while, and I thought, well, I know why. I just went to confession the other day, I know exactly why. And they're all dead. Actually, they're alive in heaven. They're not dead. They're alive in heaven. But you know, we all need to strive for holiness. We all need to be striving to be saints. Because only saints go to heaven. And one way or another, we will be made saints. Either we cooperate in this life in a very active way, or we are passively purged in purgatory. We're meant for heaven. So we need to strive to be saints. And our Lord gives us the key in the gospel. My son, or in the first reading, second reading, my son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. Life is full of trials. Physical, psychological, emotional, moral, and of course spiritual. Nothing is easy, but if we endure them as best we can, our trials become as discipline from the Lord, who loves us and allows them only for our benefit and for that of others. We cannot escape trials in this life, no matter what, no matter what religion we belong to or do not belong to. Whether we have supernatural faith or no faith at all, trials will be ours at some point simply because we are members of the human race. However, without the cross of Jesus Christ, any and all suffering can be relegated to the category of complete nonsense at best and pure evil at worst. But it doesn't have to be meaningless and hopeless until one day we finally take our last breath. Suffering in itself is what the church refers to as a physical evil. But because God chose to assume a human nature and suffer and die for us, we can now make sense of our own personal suffering by uniting it to Christ, the old idea of offering it up. And consequently, God can make use of it for our own sanctification and for the sanctification of others as well. In the gospel today, someone asked Jesus, Lord, will only a few people be saved? Jesus answered him, saying, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many will try to enter, but will not be strong enough. For sure, the narrow gate is wrought with trials of every sort. In the strictest sense, the gate is Jesus Christ, and what makes it so narrow is his passion and death. But in the broader sense, the gate is the Holy Catholic Church, and what makes this gate so narrow is her teachings. Nobody likes to suffer, and nobody likes to sacrifice. We need the Holy Church, the Holy Catholic Church, and her teachings in order to truly know Jesus and know how to follow him in the narrow way of his passion. The consequences are high. If we don't try our best, Jesus said, the door will be locked and outside there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. We can never forget that many others are counting on us to make these sacrifices even if they don't know it. By embracing our crosses in union with Jesus, we are participating in the salvation of the world. As I said before, we participate in our own sanctification and in the sanctification of others. Our Lady said at Fatima that many souls go to hell because there is no one there to pray for them. The fact that so many of our children, our family members, and dear friends have left the faith should be incentive enough to at least try to offer up whatever suffering comes our way for them, not just for ourselves. As difficult as it may seem, we can never become discouraged because we think we're just not strong enough, we're not good enough, or even faithful enough. That's exactly what the devil wants us to believe. The fact is, we will never be strong enough, we will never be good enough, we will never be faithful enough to follow in the footsteps of the passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by our own power. We need his power, which comes to us through grace. Our Lady is the mediatrix of all grace. She wants to fill us with hope and courage and trust in her Son, so that we will never lose heart and see every trial as discipline from the Lord, who loves us with an infinite love and desires our salvation and the salvation of the whole world even more than we do ourselves. My sons and daughters, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord or lose heart when we are reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son and daughter he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline.